I am Roberta Schultz. I'm going to read a poem from my chapbook entitled Outposts on the Border of Longing. The poem is called Senbasuru, 1,000 Folded Cranes. I imagine him on the Greyhound from Cleveland, folding the bag of paper cranes, 1,000 of them, so tiny and in so many colors. I didn't know then the significance. He was coming to a house where a Japanese machete, still sheathed in khaki, lay ready to hack tall grass. He was coming to a house of a quartermaster who once delivered Marines near his shoreline on an LST. Neither of them knew each other's legends. But there, at the kitchen table, we shared sake and tempura prepared from the separate fresh vegetables he selected with care from the bins at Albers. From his backpack, he pulled sheets of dried seaweed, poured oil in a pan, concocted tasty wraps with rice inside. I took him to 4-H. I took him to cheerleading practice. I took him to Frisch's, where he refused cheeseburgers. This my grand-slick teenage mind could not comprehend. A rule. A Buddhist. I took him to Up With People, rehearsal at the fairgrounds. Everywhere he shook hands, smiled wide, and said, "I am Sam from Japan." I even took him to my senior picture appointment. When we drove him back to the Greyhound station, he cried and would not stop hugging my mother. For years, a string of folded poems came to my college mailbox in slim airmail envelopes. I did not know then the significance. For Around Cincinnati, I am Roberta Schultz.